This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. From a field of four candidates for the Kingston School District Superintendent that were interviewed on Monday and Tuesday, it has now been narrowed down to just three vying for that position. The candidates for the second round of interviews at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May the 27th, are now Jeff York, Craig Archer, and Ron Jacobs. York is a superintendent of the Hale Area School District. Archer is the Bad Axe High School principal, and Jacobs is the principal at the Corona High School. A replacement is currently being sought for Shona Venevi, who has resigned as Kingston superintendent back in March. And another news for today. The Mobile Medical Response Ambulance Service of Tuscola County will be hosting a blood drive from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, May the 29th. The blood collection drive will be done at the MMR's office at 1162 West Caro Road. To make an appointment to participate in the collection, you can call 1-866-642-5663 or go to the website versetti.org/mi. Walk-ins are also welcome. For more information or if you have any eligibility questions, you can call 1-866-642-5663. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Stop paying dock fees and finance fees when you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge finance fees, and we don't charge dock fees. This week I have some gas savers that you need to come check out before they're gone. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It gets up to 36 miles per gallon and is in great shape with 40,000 miles. It has cloth interior, heated seats, remote start, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and lane keep assist. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 40 miles per gallon and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. It has cloth interior, heated seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and even has WeatherTech floor mats. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium front-wheel drive, which means it's loaded with options. It has 41,000 miles and gets up to 30 miles per gallon with a 1-liter 3-cylinder engine and an asking price of $16,580. And last up is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 34 miles per gallon. It had cloth interior, a backup camera, and 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a 75-year-old woman is recovering after gunfire struck a home in Buena Vista Township early on Saturday morning. Police say shots were fired at around 1:30 a.m. at a residence on Whittler Street. Investigators say that three rounds hit the home with bullets traveling through a wall and a window. One of the bullets struck the woman in the shoulder. She was treated at a local hospital and was reported to be recovering as of Monday. Two teenage boys were also inside the home at the time. Fortunately, neither of them were hurt. A Michigan State Police canine team searched the surrounding area following the shooting, but no suspects were located, and the investigation remains active. And in other news for today, throughout Tuscola County, there will be 26 millage issues on the Tuesday, August 4th ballot, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, who is the chief election officer. The county will have three issues. Voters will be asked to support funding for Central Dispatch 911, for mosquito abatement, and whether or not the Tuscola County Road Commission should be elected or appointed. The townships of Akron, Almer, Arbela, Columbia, Denmark, Tuscola, Colton and Novesta will also have requests to approve millages for roads. Arbela will be requesting to renew a millage for fire services. Columbia will request millage renewals for emergency services and their library. Elkland Township will be requesting a millage for emergency services. Novesta will be asking whether or not to abolish their annual meetings, as well as a millage for road brining. Watertown Township will be asking for a protection millage. Wisner Township will be asking for an ambulance millage. The Village of Cass City will be asking for a millage for their parks and recreation operations, and another one for their police department. The Kingston School District will be asking for an operating millage. The Marlette School District will be asking for a bond proposal. And there's also a millage request to support the Rawson Memorial Library. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.